Track 11, Medication and Other Treatments. On the last track, we discussed the role childhood and upbringing play in a bipolar client's life, the characteristics of functions and dysfunctional families, types of dysfunctional families, and family communication. Depending on your home state, you may or may not be licensed to prescribe medications for your bipolar disorder clients. Whether or not you are certified to do so, I find that it is helpful to understand the basics of bipolar medications to help those clients who are indeed prescribed medications. On this track, we will examine the three types of treatments that clients may take in addition to therapy: psychotropic medications, non-medicinal treatments, and hospitalization. The first topic we will discuss are the psychotropic medications and their effect on the bipolar client. The first are, of course, mood stabilizers, such as lithium. Lithium has been the only pure mood stabilizer available, with other mood stabilizers, such as anticonvulsants and calcium channel blockers, also being used. I have found in some cases, bipolar clients find that they only need to take one mood stabilizer to control their disorder. However, most of the time, I have found that many bipolar clients take more than two or three psychotropic drugs to stabilize their mood. Much of these combinations include antipsychotics or neuroleptics to control psychotic episodes, anti-anxiety agents, hypnotics, and antidepressants. As you know, to prevent the mood swings of bipolar disorders, many doctors and psychiatrists generally prescribe antidepressants with a mood stabilizer. However, as you are aware, there is a danger if a client is diagnosed with unipolar disorder and is in fact bipolar. Without a mood stabilizer, an antidepressant can induce a manic or hypomanic episode. Other considerations to take into account when prescribing medications or treating a client on medications include the following. You are familiar with these, but I felt to review these 4 points would be helpful to make sure that we're all on the same page. 1. MAOIs require many dietary restrictions, and some other medications do as well. Check with your client regularly to be sure that they are not on a diet that conflicts with their medication. 2. Mood stabilizing agents often require monitoring to ensure that they are not damaging the client's thyroid, kidneys, or liver. I ask my clients that are currently taking mood stabilizers, such as lithium and valproic acid, to get blood tests regularly. 3. Many psychotropic medications can cause birth defects or pass chemicals through breast milk. If a client is pregnant or wants to become pregnant, this is a serious issue to discuss with her before taking such a step. And 4. Many clients during a manic or hypomanic episode doubt their need for medications because they experience such a euphoria. I find it helpful to explain to them the risks of stopping certain medications cold turkey. Gradually reducing dosage should be discussed thoroughly between you and the client, or the client and the prescribing doctor. Are you certified to prescribe psychotropic medications in your state, but you are not certain which medications to prescribe? I have found that if a client has a history of bipolar disorder in the family, and the other family members have taken medication, that the same medication might also work for the client due to genetic parallels. The second topic we will discuss are non-medicinal treatments that have proved successful when treating bipolar clients in the past. The first is the controversial electroconvulsive therapy, otherwise infamously known as electroshock therapy. There is a certain stigma surrounding this type of treatment, which in some cases does not apply today. Due to the movies and literature portraying the ECT of the past as cruel and debilitating, many clients are resistant. However, it might be noted that there have been some improvements in anesthesia, dosage levels, and equipments that reduce the risk of side effects. Clearly, there is a risk of short-term memory loss around the time of the treatment, and in some cases will remain with the client long after the treatment is finished. Dr. Martha Manning found ECT an efficient substitute when her depression medications would not suffice. A second treatment is vagal nerve stimulation, which was originally created to treat epilepsy. This is a small pacemaker-like device that is placed under the left side of the client's collarbone and sends electrical pulses to the brain. Every 5 minutes, the VNS device stimulates the vagus nerve for 30 seconds. about 1/3 of mood disorder clients reported an improvement in their symptoms with a slight side effect of hoarseness when the device is on. In addition to psychotropic medication and non-medicinal treatments, hospitalization may be a third course of action when treating clients under the influence of medications. Many times, bipolar clients do not require hospitalization when being treated with medications properly and when they keep up with their prescriptions. Even when hospitalization is necessary, I often emphasize to my clients that their stay is not permanent, but merely a means to get stabilized and back on their feet. Lewis was a bipolar client of mine who, in the past, had required some hospitalization when he refused to take his medications. Clients like Lewis are extremely resistant to such a measure as hospitalization because they do not understand the reasoning behind the decision. To help Lewis, I gave him a list of circumstances under which hospitalization would most definitely be necessary. These included the following. 1. When suicidal, homicidal, or aggressive impulses or actions threaten yours or others' safety. 2. When you're severely and dangerously agitated or psychotic. 3. When you have another dangerous medical condition, such as diabetes, and are no longer managing it properly. 4. When your distress or dysfunction is so severe that it requires round-the-clock care your loved ones can't provide. 5. When you're so apathetic or depressed that you won't eat. 6. When you have an ongoing substance abuse problem. 7. When doctors need to closely observe your reactions to medications. By giving Lewis a list of circumstances he can refer to, he was less suspicious of being hospitalized. On this track, we discussed the three types of treatments that clients may take in addition to therapy: psychotropic medications, non-medicinal treatments, and hospitalization. On the next track, we will examine how stress affects those with bipolar disorder and how clients can monitor their stress, kindling, short-term and chronic stress, and stress symptoms. Question 11. What are three types of treatments that clients may take in addition to therapy?